From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Wednesday, June 4th. Coming up, we'll bring you the story behind a South Asian grocery store and why the owner offers a free cup of tea to his customers at no cost. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. A fifth child has died following a deadly crash at a daycare in central Illinois earlier this spring. Yesterday, the Sangamon County coroner confirmed that 8-year-old Bradley Lund died from injuries after the driver of a Jeep vehicle crashed into an after-school program building in Chatham. Three other children and a teen counselor were also killed in the April crash. Five other children were injured. The Illinois State Police is investigating why the driver exited a road and drove through a field and a parking lot before hitting the building. But it is not believed the crash was on purpose. Republican lawmakers in Springfield are criticizing the General Assembly's newly passed state budget for including nearly $250 million in what they call pork spending. The budget includes money for local projects like transportation and water infrastructure, as well as school improvements. But State Senate Minority Leader John Curran tells the 21st show those funds have only been allocated to the districts of Democratic lawmakers.
That is fundamentally wrong. It's an abuse of power. It's really brazen power on display. And I would challenge any of my colleagues on the other side of the aisle to talk about how that's good, fundamental, democratic, sound public policy. It's not.
The $55.2 billion revenue and spending plan passed with no support from Republicans. Democrats in the state legislature say they're proud to have passed a balanced budget. But opponents say the budget will fail to attract outside investment that could put Illinois on a path for future growth. Illinois lawmakers have approved measures that will let the state regulate cryptocurrency for the first time. Alex Degman reports.
The Illinois Department of Financial and Professional Regulation oversees licensing for everyone from nurses to cannabis dispensaries. A pair of measures that passed the state legislature would add digital asset companies to that list, enact regulations for cryptocurrency ATMs, and try to educate consumers before they invest. Republican State Representative Dan Ugosti of Geneva, who voted no, said the state doesn't need to be involved with this.
I believe this is better regulated on national level, and IDFPR, which is still having issues getting to things, doesn't need any more work to do.
But IDFPR Secretary Mario Trejo supports the measures. Governor J.B. Pritzker needs to sign the bills for them to become law. I'm Alex Degman.
Facebook owner Meta says it has signed an agreement with Constellation Energy to buy electricity from the Clinton nuclear power plant. The 20-year deal starting in 2027 is to support the tech giant's AI ambitions. Michael Brown is executive director of the Ecology Action Center in Normal. He says the deal is not good for consumers who are already seeing much higher prices for electricity.
We're looking at, further price increases and perhaps, shortages.
The deal ensures the Clinton plant will remain open after being at risk for closure. Utility company Ameren, which serves much of central Illinois, says about 14% of its energy for the region comes from nuclear power. Still to come, we'll bring you the story behind a South Asian grocery store in Champaign and why the owner offers a free cup of tea to his customers at no cost. That story is coming up next on 217 Today, but first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for mostly cloudy skies with showers and thunderstorms likely and a high of 79 degrees with a southwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely and a low of 61 degrees, west wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a chance of showers and a high of 80 degrees, northeast wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a low of 62 degrees, northeast wind 5 miles per hour. And for Friday, mostly cloudy with a high of 78 degrees and a west wind 5 miles per hour.
Next time on the 21st Show, there's growing uncertainty among international students studying or looking to study in the United States. That's because the Trump administration announced it would revoke visas for some Chinese students. We'll talk about how this is affecting students in universities in Illinois and what's at stake for America. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on the 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Last year, the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign had over 3,000 international students from India and South Asia, and even more from the South Asian diaspora. The local grocery store Bombay Market is trying to cater to the community's needs. The store is featured in What We Brought, a limited series from Illinois Public Media exploring the Asian American experience in central Illinois. As part of the series, IPM's Niti Shastri sat down with the owners of Bombay Market to learn more about their history and why they offer customers a fresh cup of tea at no cost.
One key trait of many Asian businesses is that the aisles are packed to the brim, and Bombay Market is no exception. Walking in, you're hit with the scent of jasmine incense and fresh samosas wafting up and down the different aisles. When I first visited the store, I strolled in the automatic sliding doors, mic in hand, headphones on, ready to record. I was greeted warmly by the store owner, Sailish Patel, who was manning the checkout area.
Hi, Kemcho.
Uniti.
Kalau pergi ke?
Kalau pergi ke?
Amai kelindo kerja.
I know.
Capi tara. Anda mungkin dah pernah bungkiran dah.
Before I even introduced myself, in proper South Asian fashion, he told me warmly in our shared language of Gujarati to put down all my heavy equipment, pause the interview, and before all else, to have a fresh cup of cha, our native word for tea.
From the beginning, everybody called me Papu. So for the kids, I'm Papu Uncle. For the town, I'm Papu Bhai or Papu.
This is Sailish Kumar Patel, or as the neighborhood calls him, Papu Uncle. In Indian culture, as with many other Asian cultures, uncle is a title of respect, especially for elders, and it's not just limited to family. Papu Uncle first took over Bombay Market in 2016 after moving to Champaign-Urbana with his kids, who started studying at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. He's an immigrant
from Gujarat, Surat, in India. We came here in this country in 2016. My kids got the admission. So we came to the town to drop my son. After dropping, we went to the Bombay Market, which is owned by previous owner. And it was on Bradley and Matty's corner. So we went there and we noticed that they told us that they want to sell the store. So next day, next weekend when we came to drop my daughter, we just bought the store, thinking of stay there 3-4 years. And then when we go, whenever the kids go, we go. But now they're both gone. We are here.
Back in India, Papu Uncle actually had a specialized profession in medicine, but like many Asian immigrants, his degrees and training were deemed invalid in the United States, which meant that if he wanted to stay, he needed to pivot.
Actually, I'm a pharmacist. I used to own 3 medical stores over there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Actually, when I come back, I realize that my pharmacy certificate is not valid here. I have to study 4 more years at this age. I don't want to study. Plus, any kind of business is good because I was involved in my pharmacy at the age of 20 in India. So I was doing the business over there.
Before purchasing Bombay Market, he first came to the United States on a visa and worked at a grocery store chain in Bloomington, Illinois. His wife had taken up a job at their local TJ Maxx, and while his kids' admission to University of Illinois was the thing that initially brought him to Champaign, it was actually his daughter's advising and his empathy for homesick college students that kept him here long term.
So we both basically working, right? We have a job. So instead of doing job, we thought, let's buy this business. So that's how it's. We just decided, let's buy, and my wife also tell me, yeah, let's buy that. So we just basically want to stay with the kids in the town.
Are there a lot of Indian students here and a lot of Indian people, and do you connect with them a lot?
I connect with them a lot because my daughter told us while she living in the apartment, when she decided to live in the apartment, we told her that no help from home. You have to do by yourself, no laundry, no food, no help from home. So she started living by herself over there. And then she told me what kind of difficulties Indian students has. So, and she always told me that that's only my dream, Dad, if you can open any kind of kitchen, food facility, and move your store nearby the campus. It's so easy for them. So meanwhile, so I used to do, when we have the store far away from the university, I used to do the free pickup and drop to the student. So we pick up basically from their home to the store and then drop it to their home. I used to do that like a weekend, almost from morning to night. I keep doing that whole weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So basically, this is the main thing. Like, we don't have any kind of chaat or any kind of fast food or whatever the restaurant we have in our town. We have very good restaurant, Indian restaurant also in our town, but it literally pricey for them. So what we did when we opened this, we keep the student in our mind, and what is our menu and price, that is almost like most of the Punjabi food and every item is 50%, around 50% less than anywhere else in United States. So that's what we did for the student. Another word, I fulfill my daughter's dream.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Do you think food helps with missing home for you? Like a good cup of cha or like a good, you know, kachori or samosa. Does that make you feel like you miss home less? And do you think that happens for the students too?
So that's what now I realize, because the tea is the most first thing what we think in our mind instead of selling. Because whenever I pick up and drop the kids, they always tell, "Atta chai nahi mila," that we didn't get the tea, we didn't get time to make a tea. So uncle, we missed the tea. So we decided to keep a free tea for everybody, and we encourage the student also. We tell everybody in the town, people also, that you don't need to buy anything, just come for the tea and enjoy the tea. So people come. Right now also you can see they have tea, each and everybody who walk here, lots of students, they come for the tea only. While they're studying, when they feel to drink tea, they just come here, drink tea and go.
Hanging right next to us was a poster that read, "Chai bina chain kaha."
I think there's a poster here. It must look you. Chai bina chain kaha.
Chai bina chain kaha re. So we cannot get the chain without tea.
And chain nu matlab?
Peace.
Which translates to, without chai, there's no peace.
Bombay Market is located in Champaign along University Avenue and 2nd Street. The story comes from What We Brought, a limited series from Illinois Public Media exploring the Asian American experience in central Illinois. You can find the full episode and other stories online at will.illinois.edu or wherever you get your podcasts. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Oriana. Reporting today contributed by Reginald Hardwick, Arjun Tucker, Alex Degman, Eric Stock, and Nidhi Shastri. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.